Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Happy Halloween. But breaking news, it never fails. When right before one of my broadcasts, there's always breaking news. So horrific Halloween. Always someone to rain on our parade, right? And so sending love out to Lower Manhattan, to the six that have been reported. I hear there are more deaths, probably six that are dead and what, 15 injured, and I hear that it's a possibility that more are deceased because of this crazy person driving a truck down a biking trail, killing and injuring people with imitation weapons. What's his name? Allah Akbar. Thank God that they only injured him and were able to arrest him. So, just sending love and prayers. And my apologies also for rescheduling throughout the day. Of course, you all know I am a co-caregiver with my sister, and so have been assisting my mother in her home health. Nurses and providers have been checking in with her, making sure she's comfortable. And my mother, thank you all for your continued prayers also, and she would like your help in praying for her to get better, because you know, she celebrates her 86th birthday the day before Thanksgiving, and she really would like to get much better, and so please pray for her. She asked that, and she thank you all for always asking about her and sending good thoughts and praying for her. But happy Halloween. My little nieces, well, Leah wore her costume to school. And Amia, today is her third birthday. You know, they told you all what they were planning on doing. So they've been having a good time all weekend. So they've not too long arrived in from school. And they're in there with my sister, their grandmother, and their mother. And I guess they're preparing to go celebrate some more. And they have some of the most awesome costumes there are. And I'm not dressing up this year, but most definitely next year. I have not dressed up in a long time for Halloween, and I really love the festive and the fun side of Halloween. I like the treat side and a little spooky. I watched a little bit of Halloween last night, but my mom and I became a little frightened because, as I mentioned to you guys, we love films like classic films like Halloween and The Shining and so on. But again, this is crazy. Breaking news, Lower Manhattan. Thank God they caught the assailant alive. Police injured him, had imitation weapons and so on. So I'm like sitting next to my mother's bed and was preparing for the show. I like just rescheduled it and watching Bloomberg, you know, keeping up on what's going on in business news. And here comes breaking news. I was waiting for an interview. I was watching something and getting ready for the show, and just catching my breath and preparing, and talking to my mom, and I had been talking to my sister and so on. And lo and behold, here comes breaking news. Lower Manhattan. Wow. But it is Halloween. Not only a fave holiday, international holiday, but a money-making holiday. So, wow, this is like Halloween. Thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, Halloween is a billion-dollar industry also. So I see NBA players are celebrating Halloween. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, I see an article, speaking of the original Halloween, just checking out some of the breaking stories. But there have been some amazing stories. I've been seeing some amazing costumes and so on. So just, I know I'm just, it never fails. Exciting news always happens. I mean, I guess that's a good thing, breaking news happen, but not a good thing when it's a sad story, you know. I didn't mean to say it that way, but a good thing to be able to spread the news, that's what I mean, into the proper to the proper channels, that's what I mean, because this is a vehicle that is important, and many listeners worldwide might not have heard about what had happened, so I meant it in that context also, because I was very hurt and very heartbroken when I heard that, and really felt like not even, you know, like, oh, my God, I don't even need to even broadcast, you know. But the show must go on so we can talk about this billion-dollar industry of Halloween and also the history of Halloween. And my apologies for being 15 minutes tardy, but again, I was checking out the breaking news, and that's just amazing. First, I was on Bloomberg, then on the NBC affiliate, and so on. So here's an article from Forbes. Speaking of why it's so popular, why Halloween is so popular, and its history. But here's an article from Forbes. That discusses the most popular candy in every state. You know, we discussed on a previous broadcast the states that spend the most and least money. Well, this is from Forbes, the Lifestyle Shop Talk Session, and this article is from Allison Kruger, and it's entitled Happy Halloween. Here is the most popular candy in every state. Happy Halloween. We all know the most important part of this day is the candy. Who cares what you are dressed up as if you don't have mouth-watering sweets to eat while you are in costume? And no one knows candy better than Buck Candy Store, candystore.com. They've been selling candy across America for years. You can order it by color. Perhaps you only want blue candy. By candy type, wrapped or free. By flavor, banana, anyone? By brand and more. For the past 10 years, they've kept detailed data on what kind of candy they ship to each state around the country in the months leading up to Halloween. They took those numbers, added in some from major candy manufacturers and distributors, and released a map of which candy is popular in each state. You can see how neighboring states' tastes differ, what candy the coast like, what makes the Midwest happy, et cetera. As CandyStore.com executives would tell you, we think the favorites are pretty unexpected. Here's a sampling of what they found. And first place, Sour Patch Kids. Runner-up, Candy Corn. Third place, Reese's Cups. That's in New Jersey. Then Skittles, runner-up, Tootsie Pops. Third place, M&M's, California. First place, M&M's, runner-up, Saltwater Taffy. Third place, Skittles, Florida. First place, Skittles, runner-up, Snickers. Third place, Reese's Cups, South Dakota. First place, Starburst, runner-up, Jolly Ranchers. Third place, Candy Corn. West Virginia, first place, Blow Pops. Runner-up, Hershey's Mini Bars. Third place, Milky Way. So that is, those are examples of some of the top states in their favorite candies. Let's see. And it's an awesome map that they have, and it's called, it's entitled America's Favorite Halloween Candy. So speaking of the billion-dollar industry, it goes on also, which I would do my best to continue the state by state. It's expected that $2.7 billion with a B will be spent on trick-or-treat candy this year. We figure if you're spending that much, you might as well get it right. To help you choose the right candy for your area, we put some data together and made this map of the most popular Halloween candy by state. And that's what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful map of the favorite candies in the shape of the state. The most popular Halloween candy state by state. So we've already discussed a few. Actually, it shows the top three most popular Halloween candies in each state. And The article continues, you might be surprised to find out that the top Halloween candies in your state are not what you thought they were. Don't worry, we've got your back. For over 10 years, we've been sending tons of bulk candy around the country. As the preeminent bulk candy dealers we are, we've got a lot of candy sales data to comb through, including some we recently shipped to New York. And then they show Hoda and Kathy Lee freaking out and talking about this article, Trick or Treat and Loving the Map. We took 10 years of sales data, 2007 to 2016. What's up, Lizzie? Lizzie is listening. Lizzie is a James Franco super fan, created the fan page. Awesome James Franco. So thank you for listening, Lindsay. We sell to all 50 states plus Canada, so we broke down our sales by state. We also have relationships with major candy manufacturers and distributors, all of whom contributed and helped us verify that our data is on point. On this analysis, we were able to ascertain the best sellers in every state for Halloween, and we present it to you here in the above lovely HTML5 interactive ninja-style map of the most popular Halloween candy. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend 2.7. Oh, I love your costume. Amia, who is 3 today, showing me her beautiful princess costume. I love it, Amia. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, hug. Hey, she said hey to everyone. Okay, enjoy. Okay, that's right. Have fun. Yeah, I see vampire tea. So you're a princess vampire, huh? Okay. Yeah, happy Halloween. Love your shoes. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. You look so pretty. Okay. That was Amia, the birthday girl. You guys heard her talk a couple weeks ago. Industry research has shown that in 2015, online candy sales increased by 15%. People are realizing they can save time and money by skipping the store and purchasing from the comfort of their home. But will you buy the right candy? And then the list even shows the ranking of the best and worst Halloween candies with a definitive list. So, oh, goody. Alabama, candy corn. I would just say the top candy in each state. Alabama, candy corn. Arkansas Twix, Arizona Snickers, Arizona Jolly Ranchers, California M&M's, Colorado Milky Way, Connecticut Almond Joy, Delaware Lifesavers, Florida Skittles, Georgia Swedish Fish, Hawaii Skittles, Idaho Candy Corn, Illinois Sour Patch Kids, Indiana Hot Tamales, Iowa Reese's Cups, Kansas Reese's Cups, Kentucky Tootsie Pops, Louisiana Lemon Heads, Sour Patch Kids in Maine, Maryland Milky Way. Shout out to all the states, too. I would love to, you know what, I would love to get an RV, a really cool camper, and tour each state. Honestly. No joke. Massachusetts Sour Patch Kids, Michigan Candy Corn, Minnesota Tootsie Pops, Mississippi Three Musketeers, the state I'm in right now, Missouri Milky Way, Montana Double Bubble Gum, I have a cousin in Montana, New England Sour Patch Kids, Nevada Hershey Kisses, New Hampshire Snickers, New Jersey Skittles. Then we have New Mexico Candy Corn, New York Sour Patch Kids, North Carolina M&M's, North Dakota Hot Tamales, Ohio Blow Pops, Oklahoma Texoma Snickers, Big shout out to my former cohort, said Choctaw Nation, Choctaw Casinos in Durant. Oh my God, a couple years ago, had like one of the, I mean, the best Halloweens as an employee there. I mean, when different departments compete, like in back of the house of the casino, they compete. I mean, so much fun, so scary, so scary. So big shout out to everyone. My former cohorts at Choctaw back in Durant, Oklahoma, in Tacoma area, where Texas and Oklahoma kiss. Okay, Oregon Reese's Cups, Pennsylvania M&Ms, Rhode Island candy corn, South Carolina candy corn. And then there's South Dakota Starburst, Tennessee Tootsie Pops, Texas Starburst. I like Starburst. Utah Jolly Ranchers, Vermont Milky Way, Virginia Snickers, Washington Tootsie Pops, D.C. M&Ms, West Virginia Blow Pops, and Wisconsin Starburst. And Wyoming Reese's Cups. I only mentioned the top ones, but definitely and check out the website. Check out the website. Because it goes in detail. There's like little descriptions below each state of why those candies are the top candy is the favorite. So definitely check it out. Like, let's see. I'm scrolling down the list. Where's Mississippi? I'm in Mississippi now. So, for instance, Mississippi. Hey, what's that? A Mississippi candy bar. The Three Musketeers continue to top the most popular Halloween candies in this state. That is home to the largest cactus plantation in the world. Oh, I've never been to that largest cactus plantation. Random but awesome. Stock up on Three Musketeers and stay away from the cacti fields at night. And I have never, not that I can think of, I think I will remember if I've been to the largest cactus cactus plantation. I need to do research on my own home state, huh? But that is an awesome article right there regarding one reason why Halloween is one of the most popular international holidays in existence. So I have another show airing at 5, and we will be talking about Halloween safety. So that's interesting. Oh my God. I was listening to The Breakfast Club on Revolt TV, watching it this morning, and they were talking about like costumes, like the best costumes or costumes that really were not in good taste. And I see an article from CNN regarding a student who wore an orange jumpsuit with Freddie Gray taped on the back to a Halloween party. That is wild, isn't it? But to the history of Halloween, and we have talked about the history of Halloween on a previous broadcast. Halloween, or Halloween, also known as All Halloween, All Hallows Eve, or All Saints Eve, is a celebration observed in a number of countries on today, the 31st of October. So happy birthday to a friend I grew up with. That was one of my besties throughout my 10 years, Tanya Wade. That's a maiden name. And also happy anniversary to my friend Max J. Hinman and his wife, Louisa. They're in Long Beach, California. They have their own reality show regarding paranormal activities. So check out Max J. Hinman on Facebook, okay, and check out their reality show. It's a web series regarding paranormal investigations in the Long Beach, L.A. area. He was one of my first Facebook friends, no joke, he and his wife, one of my first. I'm talking about like in the top 5 or 10. And we've been like awesome online friends forever, awesome couple. So today is their anniversary. The origin is Samhain, and there are symbols which we know. And, you know, I grew up a part of different subcultures. Yeah. You know, some people, when they hear that I'm a native of Mississippi, they like to hear about the colored past, the black and white checkered life that some people might have lived in Mississippi. I have lived a pretty much multicultural life growing up in Mississippi. Now I have cousins who are like 20 years older than me that were a part of the civil rights movement. My cousin Linda, who you guys are familiar with and who will be returning to the show, and who is a world traveler, and she's based in Dallas and native of, you know, graduated from Jackson State and everything. Now, she literally, as a preteen, marched with Medgar Evers. I was born in the late 1968, and I lived a pretty much multicultural life. I'm saying this before because I am a part of many subcultures, which you all can see from your interactions with me throughout social media. And many of my friends of different backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses, political parties, religious beliefs. Many people that have been a part of my life throughout social media that I know personally, that I've known for years, you know, So I've been a part of different subcultures growing up and as an adult. And so one culture, you know, which the golf community. And but that's a whole nother story. But, you know, Halloween is definitely a favorite holiday to the golf community. It's definitely fun, you know. So I just wanted to say that. So a big shout out to the golfs out there. In regards to symbols. At Halloween, now I'm a part of other subcultures, and that's a whole other story. And we're going to talk more. Yeah, you know, in the past I've liked to talk about getting to know each other better. We're going to talk about other subcultures. You know, we always talk about like the mainstream, and many of our subcultures are mainstream, right? Because we all are different, you know. But in regards to symbols, at Halloween, yards, public spaces. Some houses may be decorated with traditionally macabre symbols, including witches and skeletons and ghosts and cobwebs and headstones. Development of artifacts and symbols associated with Halloween formed over time. Jack-o'-lanterns are traditionally carried by geysers on All Hallows' Eve in order to frighten evil spirits. There's a popular Irish Christian folk tale associated with the jack-o'-lantern. I see my niece have like a pretty cool jack-o'-lantern sitting on display, which in folklore is said to represent a soul who has been denied entry into both heaven and hell. Whoa, to my being in the bind. En route home after night's drinking, Jack encounters the devil and tricks him into climbing a tree. A quick thinking Jack etches the sign of the cross into the bark, thus trapping the devil. Jack strikes a bargain that Satan can never claim his soul. After a life of sin, drink, and mendacity, Jack is refused entry to heaven when he dies. Keeping his promise, the devil refuses to let Jack into hell and throws a live coal straight from the fires of hell at him. It was a cold night, so Jack places the coal in a hollowed-out turnip to stop it from going out, since which time Jack and his lantern have been roaming, looking for a place to rest. In Ireland and Scotland, the turnip has traditionally been carved during Halloween, but immigrants to North America use the native pumpkin, which is both much softer and much larger, making it easier to carve than a turnip. So turnip was the first choice before the pumpkin. The American tradition of carving pumpkins is recorded in 1837 and was originally associated with harvest time in general, not becoming specifically associated with Halloween until the mid to late 19th century. And then they show a beautiful decorated house in Weatherly, Pennsylvania. The modern imagery of Halloween comes from many sources, including Christian eschatology, national customs, works of Gothic and horror literature, such as novels Frankenstein and Dracula, and classic horror films such as Frankenstein and The Mummy. Imagery of the skull, a reference to Golgotha in the Christian tradition, serves as a reminder of death and the transitory quality of human life, and is consequently found in Memento Mori and Vanitas compositions. Skulls have therefore been commonplace in Halloween, which touches on this theme. Traditionally, the back walls of churches are decorated with a depiction of the Last Judgment. I'm getting tongue-tied. Well, I need to drink some water. Cotton mouth. Of the Last Judgment, complete with graves opening and the dead rising, with a heaven filled with angels and a hell filled with devils. A motif that has permeated the observance of this tritum. One of the earliest works on the subject of Halloween is from Scottish poet John Mayne, who in 1780 made note of pranks at Halloween. What fearful pranks ensue, as well as the supernatural associated with the night, bogies, ghosts. I always grew up calling my family and friends calling ghost Hanks. Who else called ghost Hanks? Bogies, ghosts, influencing Robert Burns' Halloween, 1785. Elements of the autumn season, such as pumpkins, corn husks, and scarecrows, are also prevalent. Homes are often decorated with these types of symbols around Halloween. Halloween imagery includes things of death, evil, and mythical monsters. Black, orange, and sometimes purple are Halloween's traditional colors. And in regard to trick-or-treating and guising, trick-or-treating is a customary celebration for children on Halloween. Children go in costume from house to house asking for treats, such as candy or sometimes money, with the question trick or treat. The word trick implies a threat to perform homeowners of their property if no treat is given. 90 seconds before the live streaming stops, but the show continues on another like 10 minutes. And then I would stop the broadcast and start a new broadcast regarding the topic of Halloween, but regarding the importance of safety. So one show will end and another one will begin. The practice is said to have, sometimes money with the question trick or treat. The word trick implies a threat to perform mischief on the homeowners or their property if no treat is given. The practice is said to have roots in the medieval practice of mumming, which is closely related to souling. John Pym writes that many of the feast days associated with the presentation of mumming plays were celebrated by the Christian church. These feast days included All Hallows Eve, Christmas, Twelfth Night, and Shrove Tuesday. Mumming practice in Germany, Scandinavia, and other parts of Europe involved masked persons in fancy dress who paraded the streets and entered houses to dance or play dice in silence. Then they show a picture of a girl in a Halloween costume in 1928, Ontario, Canada, the same Scottish Halloween custom of gowns in its first recorded in North America. In England, from the medieval period up until the 1930s, people practiced the Christian custom of souling on Halloween, which involved groups of soulers, both Protestant and Catholic, going from parish to parish, begging the rich for soul cakes in exchange for praying for the souls of givers and their friends. In Scotland and Ireland, guising, children disguised in costume, going from door to door for food or coins, is a traditional Halloween custom and is recorded in Scotland at Halloween in 1895, where masqueraders in disguise carry lanterns made out of scooped-out turnips. Visit homes to be rewarded with cakes, fruit, and money. The practice of guising at Halloween in North America is first recorded in 1911, where a newspaper in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, reported children going guising around the neighborhood. American historian and author Ruth Edna Kelly of Massachusetts wrote the first book-length history of Halloween in the U.S., The Book of Halloween, 1919, and references souling in the chapter Halloween in America. In her book, Kelly touches on customs that arrive from across the Atlantic. Americans have fostered them and are making this an occasion, something like what it must have been in its best days overseas. All Halloween customs in the United States are borrowed directly or adapted from those of other countries. While the first reference to guising in America occurs in 1911, Another reference to ritual begging on Halloween appears, place unknown, in 1915, with a third reference in Chicago in 1920. The earliest known use in print of the term trick-or-treat appears in 1927 in the Blackie Herald, Alberta, Canada. And then there's a picture, an automobile at a trunk-or-treat event at St. John Lutheran Church in Early Learning in Darien, Illinois. Now, there's been a lot of those type of events going on here in the capital city of Mississippi, Jackson, and across the country. The thousands of Halloween postcards produced between the turn of the 20th century and the 1920s commonly show children, but not trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating does not seem to have become a widespread practice until the 1930s, with the first U.S. appearance of the term in 1934 and the first use in a national publication occurring in 1939. A popular variant of trick-or-treating known as trunk-or-treating or Hollywood tailgating occurs when children are offered treats from the trunks of cars parked in church parking lots, or sometimes a school parking lot. In a trunk-or-treat event, the trunk, also known as a boot, of each automobile is decorated with certain themes, such as those of children's literature, movies, scripture, and job roles. Trunk-or-treating has grown in popularity due to its perception as being more safe than going door-to-door, a point that resonates well with parents, as well as the fact that it solves the rural conundrum in which homes are built a half mile apart. So, the Christian, we have a few more minutes, so definitely we'll talk about the Christian religious observances. A vigil of All Hallows is being celebrated at Episcopal Christian Church on Halloween. So they're showing a picture of a vigil going on at a church. On Halloween, All Hallows Eve in Poland, believers were once taught to pray out loud as they walked through the forest in order that the souls of the dead might find comfort. In Spain, Christians, priests in tiny villages tolled their church bells in order to remind their congregants to remember the dead on All Hallows Eve. In Ireland and among immigrants in Canada, a custom includes the Christian practice of abstinence, keeping All Hallows Eve as a meat-free day and serving pancakes or calcanin instead. In Mexico, children make an altar to invite the return of spirits of dead children, angelitos. The Christian church traditionally observes Halloween through a vigil. Worshippers prepare themselves for feasting on the following All Saints Day with prayers and fasting. The church service is known as the Vigil of All Hallows or Vigil of All Saints. An initiative known as Night of Light seeks to further spread the Vigil of All Hallows throughout Christendom. After the church, suitable festivities and entertainments often follow, as well as visit to graveyard or cemetery where flowers and candles are often placed in preparation for All Hallows Day. In Finland, because so many people visit the cemeteries on All Hallows Eve to light votive candles, there they are known as Valomeri, or Seeds of Light. Then they show pictures of Halloween scripture candy with gospel tracts. Today, Christian attitudes towards Halloween are diverse. The Anglican Church, some dioceses have chosen to emphasize the Christian traditions associated with All Hallows Eve. Some of these practices include praying, fasting, attending worship service. O Lord our God, increase, we pray thee, and multiply up on us the gifts of thy grace, that we who do prevent the glorious festival of all thy saints may have thee been able joyfully to follow them in all virtuous and godly living. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without an end. Amen. So that is a prayer that would be said. Collect of the vigil of all saints that you look in purgatory. And then they show pictures of votive candles in the Hollywood in a Halloween session of Walmart. Other Protestant Christians also celebrate All Hallows Eve as Reformation Day, a day to remember the Protestant Reformation alongside All Hallows Eve, or independently from it. This is because Martin Luther said to have nailed his 95th theses to all saints' churches in Wittenberg on All Hallows Eve. Often, harvest festivals or Reformation festivals are held on Hallows Eve, in which children dress up as Bible characters or reformers. In addition to distributing candy to children who are trick-or-treating on Halloween, many Christians also provide gospel tracts to them. One organization, the American Tract Society, stated that around 3 million gospel tracts are ordered from them alone for Halloween celebrations. Others order Halloween-themed scriptures candy to pass out to children. Some Christians feel concerned about the modern celebration of Halloween because they feel it trivializes or celebrates paganism, so cult or other practices and cultural phenomena deemed incompatible with their beliefs. Father Gabriel Amorth, an exorcist in Rome, has said if English and American children like to dress up as witches and devils on one night of the year, that is not a problem. If it is just a game, there is no harm in that. In more recent years, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston has organized a Saint Fest on Halloween. Similarly, many contemporary Protestant churches view Halloween as a fun event for children, holding events in their churches where children and their parents can dress up, play games, and get candy for free. To these Christians, Halloween holds no threat to the spiritual lives of children. Being taught about death and mortality and the ways of the Celtic ancestors actually been a valuable life lesson and part of many of their parishioners' heritage. Christian minister Sam Portaro wrote that Halloween is about using humor and ridicule to confront the power of death. In the Roman Catholic Church, Halloween's Christian connection is cited, and Halloween celebrations are common in Catholic parochial schools throughout North America and Ireland. Many fundamentalists and evangelical churches use the Hell Houses and comic-style tracks in order to make use of Halloween's popularity as an opportunity for evangelism. Others consider Halloween to be completely incompatible with the Christian faith due to its putative origins and the Festival of the Dead celebration. Indeed, even those Eastern Orthodox Christians observe All Hallows' Day on the first Sunday. The Eastern Orthodox Church recommends the observation of Vespers or Parakletos on the Western observation of All Hallows' Eve. Other Pastoria need to provide an alternative to popular celebrations. And thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports as we talk about the popularity of a billion-dollar industry of Halloween and its history. Stay tuned next hour for important discussion regarding safety tips for trick-or-treaters and those celebrating. Thank you so much for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. You can reach me throughout social media and email cultureshockent_beth@gmail.com. cultureshockent_beth@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and we'll tune in to the next broadcast. Thank you.